their oven. They toast their oven. On page Mem Zayin. Everyone knows a toaster oven, right?
Toaster
oven? Like you have more motion.
Yes.
Exactly like you have. How do I know what he has? It's working?
Huh? Working, it was a pain in the butt to topple it, but...
You need to topple the whole thing?
No.
No way.
I don't do that. I have to take it apart to get that grate out.
If it's never used, you don't have to topple it at all.
What?
If it's never been used, you don't have to tumble it.
If it's made of wood salads.
You say you cut off the plug, fix on a new plug, it's done.
What about the metal parts?
No, but the point is that if you make it useless,
yeah,
in a way that usually you have to fix to make it, then you made it, basically.
Oh, so even the metal parts of the food
everything,
done,
the whole
doesn't
thing.
Have to be tumbled?
No, unless it's something that comes out in and out.
No,
it's part of the machine, and that's next time what you do.
Oh, okay.
So you think
about it, who made the tool. So if you break it and fix it, you made the tool.
Okay. Well, after I broke it, it wasn't that much work to actually topple it. So the people who go and like dip their whole coffee makers in the mikvah because they think they have to topple it.
Don't know what they're doing.
If you come to the shiur, the kashrus shiur here, and we'll learn about totaling.
They should ask people who know what it's about before they do something.
Okay. Anyways, when you buy a toaster oven, you decide what it is. Milchik, parv, fleishik, and that's what it is. And you don't kasher it. Unless it's, let's say, the first or second or third time you're using it, right in the beginning, when it still didn't get all the gook onto it, then there's ways to kasher, you ask her up. But usually you buy a toaster oven, it's one thing. And whatever goes in there, that's what it is.
But you decide before you buy it.
You can decide also after you buy it, before you use it. Because if you decide after you use it, so you decided already.
I mean, case in point, I bought a sandwich maker for my girls. I specifically bought white because I wanted dairy.
Good.
It's a bit cooler, no? To break something apart, it has to be like really, really disassembled.
No, it's not a cooler at all.
It's not a cooler. You have to make the vessel.
It has been made useless. You take with a plug, it's useless.
Because the way you use the vessel is through electricity. Okay, you can store things in it, but that's not why it's for. This is for heating up food or making food in toast oven. So you make it useless. In a way that you need to go fix it. Not in a way that take up a knob, put it back on. That's not considered useless. Useless, I cannot use it.
How did it be disassembled?
Taking it apart.
Yeah, to a certain extent that you can't use it for its purpose.
But if you can just topple all the trays, food goes on, and you don't have to disassemble the toaster oven.
Of course, because the food's not touching. It's only what you put the food on.
Okay.
If you always cover the grills and toast, if you always or a sandwich maker, you always put like baking paper there inside. That's what they usually do anyhow. My wife does that.
It's not the same thing.
Still.
No, it doesn't cover.
No.
No, but this is a mixture tool useless. So you make it. So that way you manufacture it. The idea is who manufactured it. If you make it unusable by taking off the plug, it's not, and you put then you finish the you complete the manufacturing.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like if you cover like a sandwich maker. If you take baking paper, I'm talking about something else. Not making something useless. I'm talking about just in the process of using it, you put.
I'm just telling you, it doesn't help any. It's a worthless move. It's a worthless move.
But if you always use baking paper,
it's a worthless move. The idea is, what soul is on the tool? The soul is on the tool is by who finished the manufacturer. And that way, like you do it, and who finished the manufacturer? The one whose soul is on the tool. You put paper on it, you put marble on it, doesn't matter. Who finished the tool? Paper doesn't make it make a different tool. It's perfectly useful with or without the paper, it's perfectly useful.
How do you call it? Sandwich maker? What is a sandwich maker? It's what you close the thing on.
Yeah.
What is it called in Hebrew?
to some grill.
No, I don't know. What's the thing? I don't remember what they call it.
Toaster, no?
No, no, it's not a toaster.
It's like a toaster, yeah. It's like
a toaster, that toaster oven. It's toaster.
No, but it's not a toaster because it's too. It's literally pressed together.
I know what it is.
But it makes toast. It
makes toast. About cake sandwiching.
Okay, here. One second. Dalet. Amud Dalet. Hechet. What's that mean? Daf Hechet. What's the peichet over here?
It's the same thing we checked for.
I want to see it, sir. So, one second, we're going here. Let's talk about this one. Okay. The Maisa, either you, here, this one here. He writes like this. First of all, he said, anything that touches the food needs to go to the mikveh. If it doesn't touch the food, doesn't need to go to the mikveh. Second of all, even electric appliances, he said that, he says here, a kumkum that you have is not 100% plastic, the bottom is metal. Mm-hmm. Yeah? All kinds of things like that, electric appliances. He said, the ma'aseh, you could toivel it with a bracha and let it dry for a few days. Nothing happens, as long as you don't turn around when it's wet. Or you take it to someone who takes it apart, or if you know how to take it apart in a way that you can't use it, like we just said, and put it together in a way that you cannot use it anymore for its purpose. Yeah, it's taken apart. Yeah, and put it together, then you don't have to tell it at all. Or okay, that's what he says exactly. Especially for the electricity part. That's the main thing. Take out the electricity part and put it together. Because the whole purpose of it is the electric appliance. And if you took it off, it's not worth it anymore. You also, if you don't know how to do it, you can take it to someone who'll do it. That's the best. Okay? That's the easiest. Or, another way, which is even easier, find a goy and give it to him matanag mua. Give it to him as a gift, complete gift, and but borrow it forever. Okay?
That's an Oma already.
Yeah, that also brings down this.
That's an Oma.
Yeah, but the Zeropa is a Katupo Veshem Dore Israel. It's not something for sure. Eger, Shukhanov, Ben Ishchai, many people say this.
Yeah, but it's so easy to take off the plug and put another plug on, and put even the same plug back on.
Anyways, if someone knows how to do it, they don't know how to have to take off plugs, take it apart, and put it together.
Well, if you don't know, your neighbor knows.
Anyways.
There's a company now.
Oh, you guys, yeah, let's bring them the
unfinished and finish them all here. I think there's a company now, what they do is they import them from China unfinished
by a Jew.
It doesn't even issue that.
Okay, now another thing, by the way, about the toaster oven, if it's completely clean and you want to do a lot of things in it, like you do like an oven, you put it into the oven, hermetically closed tightly with something that nothing comes out, and also then it stays fire. You can put milk in it, you can put flavors in it, but as long as it's closed tightly.
I understand.
You take food, put it
after
in
after it's already designated as status?
Before it's
designated. New oven.
New oven, yeah.
It's the same thing as just making it apart.
Right, yeah. It has to be clean, it has to be dry from the outside, nothing spilled out. And then you can use it for whatever you want. Relation, milk,
if it's hermetically sealed, then it doesn't even matter if it's clean or dirty or whatever, because food's not going to be
also bad. True. Truth is that also if it's right, also true, because even if it's straight, it's hermetically sealed, they could put it inside and bake in it. Right, you know that? Like in an airplane. I think the food is hermetically sealed. They put it together with tray food in the same oven.
Yeah.
Kosher.
And you can put the Ukrainian waiter into the thing.
As long as it's clean and dry from the outside, the
package.
Yeah. So if you want to feed your dog the Ukrainian waiter,
yeah. Microgun. Microwave, yeah?
That's
never use a microwave.
Microwave. Microwave.
Question.
It's one word, really.
Question about a toaster.
What?
So somebody told me that it's a practice in America that when they make the toaster ovens, they test it out with a piece of bread in the company. And if the bread is, we don't know if it's kosher or not, then they were saying, well, we don't know if we can buy toaster ovens, but what's the...
I don't even test every single toaster. Yeah, it's just one in like a batch of 10 million kind.
And also, nothing's made in America. Everything's made in China now.
I don't even want to know what they test it with then.
Monkey brain and stuff.
Okay.
Dog.
So, my friend told me he was in China. He went to the market and he sees it. There was it might be grossed out, but if you're eating them, it's okay.
I got it.
Later.
So if that's the case, and they test it with something, or they could test it with something, is that, like you said, the first...
You could kosher it.
The first three times.
You could kosher it.
So, okay.
First of all, it's dry.
That's
okay.
So because it's the first few times.
It's still clean. Tanu mikrogal. Tanu apoel b'metzaut akranat galim elektronim. Mikrogal. It's right. How does it work? It sends... electronic waves, right? So what does it do? It moves the molecules, whatever it's called.
It vibrates the molecules.
Right?
It's
really fast, and then creates
1250 megahertz waves.
Good.
That hits it.
The point is here, electrically. The problem is that I don't know if it all or most microwaves in our day, there's also a ma'arechet hashchama. Because people, they don't like only the foods that are hot, they also like the way it looks. It gives them appetite. Like it says in the Gemara, that a blind person is never satisfied. Is. Why? Because he can't see the food, regardless of how much he eats. That makes more sense. So you see that it's important that if someone wants to be satisfied, to see that his food looks normal, looks good.
But microwaves also have a broiling unit, which can get 400, 500 degrees.
That's what
Fahrenheit.
So that's what you're saying. That's
it also destroys all the enzymes too.
That's what
so
we're not talking about. That we're talking about halachically.
So what
So the problem is that since there's it's not a problem, but the situation is since there's this thing that makes it dark, that makes the food dark, crispy, dark,
browns
it, top, yeah.
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 Therefore, it's like a regular oven. Therefore, it's like if it was without it, like it used to be, used to be without them 15 years ago.
The cheap ones
still are. Yeah, 15 years ago. I remember we went to, maybe more, I don't remember how many years ago. We went to America, And we stayed in a hotel somewhere in the city, in New York. And there was a microwave there. And it was no the old microwaves. There was no, that heater thing wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So my father said, no problem, take a cup of soap, put it inside, turn on the Arish until it evaporates, wipe it down, and he used it. Mm-hmm. Of course, with especially with the your vessel, not with their glass.
Now you can't do that.
Now you can't do that. Let's see.
The other thing is microwave popcorn.
Let's see.
If it's one that has a brown yellow in it, you cannot do it.
Yeah, let's see. One second. Let's see. Yeah, if it has that, anyways, it's like any other oven. So now, let's say you made in it open, chalavi. You heated up a burekas in it, open. Okay? And now, burekas, chalavi, burekas, or quiche, or whatever, open. Now the whole thing is chalavi. Okay? Now you want to put in there something besari or something pyre that won't be chalavi. What do? You have to wait 24 hours, clean it well. Okay, there's nothing there, 24 hours. Okay. And then, turn it on with the browner thing on the Hadis.
What is it, brown?
The browning element. Like the grill element.
I've never seen any, I had microwave for all life, I've never seen anything.
But this is a relatively new thing.
It's been around for the last 10 years. 10, 15 years.
Not in some, in the more expensive market. I've never seen, but it exists.
The other thing is they have a browning element, which is actually a plate with a middle element.
We want to finish this situation here. And then after you turn down the hottest for a few minutes with the browner element, then you can use it. It's kosher for something else. Okay?
The other thing you can do is take steel wool and expand, lay it flat like a piece of paper and put it in.
And then what?
It'll heat up the whole thing.
And then what?
It'll spark up.
It'll heat up the whole thing. It'll catch fire.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
I mean, okay. In movies, what they do is they put it in a cup of whiskey, and you leave the room after putting it on high, and the whole thing blows up.
In the movies, okay. You're from Hollywood? Where are you from?
Hollywood?
Piece of aluminum foil is good enough. Yeah. Tanu, okay, dai. Tanu mikro galim hashchamash, now if you have a microwave with this browner element, that it would start kosher, someone put meat and cheese or something not kosher in it, what do? You clean it, leave it for 24 hours, and then boil water in it, like a half a liter of water, until it all evaporates, and then it's kosher.
So you can do it, whether or not it has
you could, right. You have to put the browning element. What?
The browning element gets to at least 400 or 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, when you...
So how can you do that with just boiling water? It needs to...
With the browning element.
With the browning element, it has to raise the temperature up to that high. Mm-hmm. To that temperature.
You do it for a long time. It didn't reach that level of heat.
That's the point. You can't do it. You can't kosher a microwave with a browning element.
You're saying it's like a toaster oven that it's never going to get hotter to kosher it than it will get when you're cooking this big food.
Right.
A fire pit in a campsite. They have like a stone pit where everyone has fire to cook meat over and stuff like that. Fire pit.
Fire pit? Why not?
I don't know. If there's maybe like a trap that fell into it or something. Like that.
It burns. It's burnt. Only it should be your own grill.
Yeah.
Burn.
So. Tanu mikrogal, a regular microwave that everyone knows without this browning thing, right? Yes, amatirim ishtamesh bo lechalavim ubesari lechilufim mitnai shamalacha lotot ometet ve'eno munach lishiyot gabe tzalachat ubefar v'nitai ishtamesh lo kisui kla. So some say you're allowed to use it milchay pleishig as long as it's covered. Hermetically, usually they have this. You put a plate, you put a cover. They have special people with a cover. I saw. I mean, I didn't never grow up with a microwave. I never had a microwave in my house. I mean, Mitzvah Shalom, I never have one. But I saw it. Other people, they have a special like a cover, like a top of a cake cover, looks like that. And you put it on a special plate for milchay, different one for pleishig. And they give you the same thing.
Hermetically sealed?
Yes, of course. Because it's just sitting on top. So it doesn't
sitting on top is not hermetic. That's okay.
And it's not going to come off. It's nothing comes out. None of the
there's steam.
Steam comes out.
And the steam doesn't go in or out, like underneath.
Right. It stays inside. Okay?
You can do more like that?
Some say you could. Some say you should. Machmir, no way. It should be one thing, and if you, if you could change it, but I'm not to do it.
You should keep away from microwaves.
Okay, but that's not kashrus wise. Different reasons. We said that already. It's not a health issue, even though I throw things as a bad health here.
That's probably what they do on the planes, though. Mm. Do that?
No,
the plane is different. You just take food, seal it hermetically, and put it in the oven. Even with shape, it's no problem.
They use the same oven for
flay shape. Yeah, wow. Pork in the kosher.
They use a heating element, not microwaves. The microwaves wouldn't interfere with the navigation.
We said the microwave that by accident was made not kosher. You put by accident in the milchay deflage, you deflage your milchay. Very easy, clean it well. You don't have to wait 24 hours, clean it well. You boil it in a cup of water, wipe it down. And it's kosher.
You have to turn it on high?
Turn on, you have to make it...
Turn on heat.
Yeah.
You turn it on for 10 minutes on the highest setting. It completely boils up a cup of water, steams everything, you're fine.
You clean it, you wipe it down.
It's when your Mexican janitor puts in a tray burrito.
Oh, here. A toaster oven, like not a toaster oven, a sandwich maker. If it's flay shakes, it's flay shakes. If it's milk shakes, it's milk shakes. It can't be something else. And if it's straight, it's straight. You buy a new one. The only way, if you want to use something else, is, yeah, if it was milchig, a place, and you want to use it for something else, the only way you can do that, okay, is only if you use it in a completely sealed, wrapped really well, and both sides, both sandwich makers, both sides, are completely dry, completely clean, and you know it's not going to make a hole through the food, then you're able to use it. But it's such a hassle, just forget about it.
The problem is the new sandwich makers are made of Teflon. Teflon has pores and absorb anything into it. And you cannot clean Teflon properly.
Can't clean.
So the best thing to do is drop it out of a window. Preferably on someone you don't want.
That's it. Okay. Matznem, you know what matznem is? It's a toaster maker.
A regular toaster.
Like you want to make, you put a slice of bread.
Right. The old-fashioned toasters.
Toaster.
That's called matznem in Hebrew. So matznem like that is usually pyrev in most homes.
Right.
Leave it pyrev, because then you could put two pieces of bread in there, and one you can use for milk meal, and one for milking. For meat meal, damashane. Yeah, because it's fire. Of course, no problem.
Okay, a question on that. In America, they would have these pastries with filling with a jam filling and then covered in a sugar, and they're called pop tarts. You pop them and put them in the toaster, and they pop up really high. Do they have this here?
What are they on?
It's a pastry.
I don't know what they are. I know.
If it has some kind of dairy, it would make it dairy.
If one of your kids decided to make himself a sandwich with cheese in the middle and put it in the toaster, gamano. Now it's chavi.
Baruch Hashem.
And now you can't use it to put your, I don't know, deli or sandwich in there. Can't do it. Chalavi
bread.
Chalavi toaster. Come on, it's chalavi toaster. Chalavi bread is chalavi toaster.
That's why you have a sandwich maker.
Or chalavi bread. If you have bread which is made with milk or whatever, same thing.
It's hard to fit a sandwich into there. It's not a slot.
What?
The slot's not so big to put a whole sandwich into a slot.
Thin ones.
Some of them are big, you know.
Yeah.
Top.
Half tarts, kosher only applies to foods.
Mekarer and makpir. Okay, now we're talking about mekarer. What's mekarer?
Refrigerator
and makpir.
Freezer.
Yeah, freezer. A kone mekarer makpi, someone who buys right a mekarer makpi, itnu datam la mibne va chelukah pnimi shel machshir oto emochshir mekde sheefsha leafsha hakpada lehakpada metsugya machshirim akhirim shelim kmo kane shemde sham mekarer makpi orchim de shel halakha b'chila shel yom kippur adaret parak hey seif lamed chet mem alef. So first of all, he says here, you buy it, you have to know that you want to make, we're going to put, you know, people put their butter in the thing, the compartment where the butter is, right, stuff like that. Well, it's chalavi, it's basari. You put the butter all the time there. You shouldn't put it in the same place leftover sandwich of a deli sandwich or a hot dog. I don't know what other people eat. I don't eat these things. Yeah. And also, another thing is kashrus wise, especially with the new electric appliances, talking about the refrigerator and the freezer. Now, a lot of the new ones, they need a hechshir. Why?
What?
Yes. A lot of them, the way they work is when you open it, it shuts off. You close it?
That's how it's been for years.
No. The way it works.
No. Switch.
Listen. The way it works, forget the light. The way it works, usually, in the kosher ones and in the old ones, is in a thermostat. When it goes above the heat of the thermostat built, it goes immediately, it goes up.
Okay.
It goes below, it reaches a certain temperature, it goes up. The way it's built today, a lot of them, it's not like that. It's immediately, when you open it, you basically are turning off the
switch there.
So, what is the switch there?
It's like a lever. When you close the door, it pushes it in.
No, that's the light.
That's for the light. That's not, that's for the light there.
That's for the...
I have fridges that have two switches. One for the light and one for the...
Oh, so that's very good. So you have to...
Take them down.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, when we made Aliyah, we had to buy R.
Yeah, there's no problem. A lot of times, there's no switch. Mine doesn't have a switch, but mine was has a hechshir in it. Right? When I bought it, he said, this one is a Shabbos one. Why the Shabbos one? Because we need to run it. It's just on a service set.
When we bought our, when we made Aliyah in 2010, we had to buy all new appliances. So they have these Shabbos refrigerators. You turn on the Shabbos mode, and the lights go off, and it's set so that no matter what temperature it is, you know, they know when it turns on, when you open the door.
It's on the clock.
And it's on a clock. So when it closes, it waits, and then clicks on.
So it's nothing to do with you.
It has absolutely nothing to do.
Very good. You see? You need kashrus in these things.
Some people... They wait till the refrigerator is off and then they open it.
Yeah.
And other people wait till the refrigerator is on and they open it.
I would say the opposite. You have to wait till it's on to
do it. No, it's two different layouts.
You can do it either way. Just be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Some boys can say that it doesn't make a difference because you're not doing anything.
It's like Rama. He leaves for people on it, but for himself he never opened the refrigerator for a year.
It doesn't make a difference, but when one day you open it when it's working, the next day you open it when it's not working. Does it make a difference?
We have to learn it later on. It's kind of like, hey, are we looking at it right now?
But with the new refrigerator, you don't have to worry.
What?
With the new Shabbos refrigerators, so you don't have to worry.
Right. But if you have the old ones...
We don't have one like that.
You said it. Of course, if you go by, you're going to open your clothes again. So you have to be...
He says, yeah.
You decide each week, you know, you can give a new decision every week.
Yeah, if you want something, we can have to toss it to the refrigerator and you can switch it. Take a blowtorch to it.
Okay. Okay. You want to know a lot about this? I'll tell you now. First of all, it's the best is to buy something which is either Shabbos situation or, like you said, a timer, right? If you don't have, most people, that's what I have anyways, with a thermostat. Some people are makpid to open it only when it's on. Why? Because then you're not caught when it's off. If you open it, you might cause it to go on. But if it's on, it's on already. Yeah. Good. But some people say it doesn't make a difference. You can use it even when it's off. Okay. And the new refrigerators, which they're used with a non-frost thing. Okay. And the big refrigerators, which they have a light in the front with the temperature and all this thing turns on when you turn on to open the fridge or something, you can't even use that on Shabbos.
Some people turn the light off.
No, not this light, not the inside light.
Oh, different thing.
No, we're talking about the light.
Outside,
the fancy big American refrigerator.
Yeah, they open two sides.
The other thing,
the mice is very simple. There are those who permit to open the fridge even when it's off, even when you don't hear the motor working. Some people machmir to open it, and no chabad do this, only if they hear the motor opening, the motor working. And when the motor, you hear the fridge when the motor is running, only then they open the fridge on Shabbos.
But there's another variable which people forget, that most modern refrigerators have a defrost cycle.
That's what we just said about the defrost.
No, defrost.
Yeah.
Namely, just in the freezer where it will
there's
turn
a
on.
Fan over there.
It's not a fan, it's a heating element. It's a heating element which is silent. It just heats it up enough to defrost the ice in the inside of the freezer.
Okay.
And so you can't hear it and you have no idea when it's on or off.
So, Kitso, here you got something about this. So, tomorrow we continue with the show about the kashas.